Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the process, through the process, and to the place that God has called us by faith. And this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk. Encouraged even in how you go through. Encouraged in the God that you serve and know that he has all power, all strength, all might, and that as you trust him, you see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You see the greatness of his hand demonstrated in your life. This there places that Abraham walked, that place of faith. The Bible lets us understand and know that as we have the faith of Abraham, we are the seeds of God. We're the children of God. We have the seed of his righteousness in us, and every promise belongs to us because we have the faith of Abraham. That Abraham faith is at their place where we walk and we continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we see his hand mightily move in us, through us, and for us. We've been in the book of Proverbs, going back to that book, grabbing that wisdom that God downloaded into Solomon, wisdom so that we would know how to act in every situation. Would know how to answer, what to say, what to do in every situation, because it's the wisdom of God that we're seeing move and manifest in our life along with the word of God and his spirit and power. We're going back today, and I just want to encourage you. So much is going on in society and in the world and in our life, and we must always understand, regardless of what we see or hear, what we experience or go through, we are winners. We are overcomers in this life. We are more than conquerors. All we do is win, even when it doesn't look like we're winning. We win because God is always up to something good in our life. God is always moving for us, always working for us, always causing things to mix together for the good, always allowing the demonstration of his might to be seen. He flexes his muscles just for us. He shows himself strong just for us. He's a good, good father. He's good all day, every day, every second, every minute of the day. No matter what it is, God is still good. What's going on around us may not be good, but the God we serve is good. What we do, what we experience and what we face may not feel good, but the God we serve is good. And his blessings are on our lives, his blessings, because he's blessed us with himself, his word, his life, his truth, his deliverance, his healing, his power, his mercy, his grace, everything that he is, he's blessed us with himself. He's blessed us with his salvation, and we have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life because we are his. We belong to his. He hears our cry. He hears us when we pray. He answers us. He moves for us. He comes and intervenes in our everyday situation because we pray. And our prayer is the communication between heaven and earth that allows God to come in and do what he needs to do for us. Our God is good. He's strong and powerful. There is no God like our God. No one else can do what he does. No one else has ever done what he has done. He is the greatest. He is mighty in act, mighty in power, mighty in word, mighty in strength. He is mighty in performance, mighty to win. He's our Father, and he has blessed us. Proverbs 5 and 18 says, "Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth." So I picked that out because I'm saying no matter, even in your marriage, God is saying, I want that to be blessed. I want you to see the blessings of me even in that. And I want there to be a rejoicing, knowing that the spouse that you have, whether it's that man, that woman that God has blessed you with, that they are to be a blessing to you and be useful to you, make you feel a certain way. They're supposed to be that which God himself is allowing the goodness of his love to be seen in evidence, even in that. And we want that. We want that. Proverbs 8 and 32 says, "Now therefore, hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." Keeping God's way is a blessing. And keeping what God says is it. Even when no one else understands it, because we do it by faith with our heart, that is a blessing that God says, I'm going to add something to you. I'm going to do something for you just because you desire to do that. Proverbs 8:34 says this, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. That means we expectantly believe and expect something from God, the blessings of God on our day, on our life, on situations to move for us. We are waiting in the spirit, waiting at the gates of God, waiting there in prayer, blessing him, exhorting him, waiting at the door saying God is going to show up. He's coming because he can't not deny me because I belong to him. And he's good like that. He's going to show up. He's going to speak. He's going to answer. He's going to move. He's going to do something. So I wait knowing that the blessing is coming because I expect blessed, but this name of the wicked shall not. God is letting us understand because you're his, there is a blessing on your name. A blessing on your name. I don't care who tries to curse your name, curse you, because God has blessed you, because you belong to him, there is a blessing on your name. They may not want to hear your name, but there's a blessing on your name. And that name is filled with the blessings of favor. That name is filled with the blessing of God's righteousness, of his hand. And even though the name that they're using now in the earth is the name that you've been given, there is a name about that you've been given in heaven that no one knows, that it's written down that God calls you. But while you're here on the earth, he's blessed your name because you belong to him. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 14 lets us understand that even our name, the authority of God, our name itself is going to let someone know that our God lives and that our God lives greatly through us and in us. Proverbs 10:22 says, blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. I'm blessed because God has given me blessings, the blessings of the Lord that maketh me rich and added no sorrow, the blessings of the Lord that commands me to see his goodness, commands you to see his goodness. Proverbs 11:4 says, riches profited not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivered us from death. That's a blessing. God's righteousness delivers us from everything. Last one, Proverbs 11:11 says, by the blessings of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is an overthrow by the mouth of the wicked. Because we live in a city, because we're there, we are blessed because of the Lord in ways that you would never, ever explain. But God does it because he's a good father. Be blessed. Know that you're blessed. Walk in that blessing. Realize that you are blessed. Your name is blessed and God is with you. God bless you. Have an awesome, wonderful week. And be back next week for another empowerment.